Last week I wasn't here. Friday I had a chasna. Tomorrow I have a mitzvah assembly that I'll be here. That's people to be here. Yeah, very difficult tomorrow. Confusing. Some very interesting consequences. Shochad es haveshet. The pasuk es hagageres. Okay. Hainu ikla. Okay. O pasuk es hagageres. Shochad es haveshet. Did a Meister Shtit on one, and the other one was not a Meister Shtit. O Shochet Echad Mehem, Vehimten Lo Hashem Meis. O Shechad Esasakin, Tachas Hasheni, Uposko. He put the knife in and did a Shtit as Haveshet, which was a Chalot that was covered by the corner. And then Rashi tells us, here on the flamenum days, poskul v'tachton kiyul. Ichu b'chod v'hoti asakin, chotach ha'elyon kedark. Okay. Now what did he do? He stuck a knife in between the mafrekas and the vesha, then went back. Shechted the vesh, and then came in from the front and shechted the corner. In all these cases, you have a shechita of one siman, and either a non-shechita or a shechita psula of the other siman. Rabbi Yeshua v'Oma Neveva, Rabbi Kiva Oma Treif. So what is Rabbi Kiva telling us? We have a halacha that we've seen. If I shech the treifa, so I'm a tamidei neveva. Okay. Says Rabbi Kiva, I don't need a full maaser shechita to do that. I need any maaser shechita. So, and shechting a full semen is a maaser shechita. Of course, we saw that idea. That even a, now, we cannot be getting involved here in the machlokas whether yesh and shechita mitchila v'atzof or not. Why not? Because that's a machlokas amarayim. And tanoim can't be, and they don't say lemeke tanoim. We can't blame it on any tanoim. So that's something that doesn't exist in tanoim. So therefore, even according to the mandama who says en shechita l'atzof, Tosis, where he learns the sugya, says, but a shechita one siman, that is a ma'aser shechita according to everybody. Now, not necessarily anyone disagrees with that. They may disagree with the pshat in the Gemara, but they don't disagree with that hanocha of Tosis. And even if they did disagree with that hanocha of Tosis, but we're only saying it in Rabbi Kiva, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Now, Rabbi Yeshua says no. That since I have a shechita that was no good, even though one siman had a maaser shechita to it, that is not sufficient to nimatar midei nevela. So therefore, if the shechita got messed up, it's a nevela. V'dov acha garmla, lipasol treifa, v'hod la Rabbi Kiva. Now, how to interpret the Gemara's Kasha? There are two parallel ways we're going to try to understand the Gemara. But we're going to have to be careful what happens as we go through the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara. The very confusing Shakla Vatari. What is the Kasha? Yom Tomar, you'll say, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? Where it says, "I nikuvas havesh, and psukas hagageres is a treifa." So why are we calling it a neveva? So big deal. Says Tosas, I don't understand. The neveva have it. Nikomlokome is a treifa. So Tosas says what? What is Tosas telling us? That ain't a chanami psukas hagageres and nikuvas havesh. If So the Gemara says it's only treifa? No. All the Gemara says it is a treifa. And if I shecht it, it's also going to be a nevela. Big deal. It's true. Because Tosis is going with an assumption. What is Tosis' assumption? Tosis' assumption is that if you have, let's say, you have a treifa that dies, that how many times you get, and it's a nevela and a treifa, you eat it, you get two malchus, one for treifa, one for nevela. And he's going to bump into the Rambam, who says, no. So what the Rambam says, no, a treifa dies, it's a treifa slash nevela. Treifa nevela is one shame, and it's one malchus. That's why, just like you have a chatzi zayas of nevela and a chatzi zayas of treifa, they combine to be a full nezayas of treifa slash nevela. So too, if I have two, if I have one zayas in the veil and one zayas of treifa, it's one malchus for treifa slash nevela. They, even though you have two separate losases in the Torah, they represent two different stages from a nota lomos to a mes, a misa. Is it treifa? Chayev af mishum treifas. This is Tosis. The Rambam doesn't believe this whole thing. In the Marshem Rishvayim, the Mesukenes. Now, what is the problem of Mesukenes? Now, and we'll take that back to Mesukenes is what? You shecht an animal that is, doesn't have, is deathly ill, does not have the strength to stand on its own 2 feet. So when you shecht it, you're never sure that it died because of the shechita or didn't die because of the shechita. What is Rabbi Kiva telling us? Rabbi Kiva is saying, if it died as because of shechita plus, it's also not an avail. It has to die only because of a non-shechita. But if it dies because I shechted one simen and then something else then made it die, so it's shechted, so it's not an avail. We pass, not like Rabbi, we say not like Rabbi Kiva, but what is Mesukenes? Mesukenes is a case that it's a deathly ill, very weak, so you never can, but the halacha is now that we pass like Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Akiva, so what do we say? It has to die completely because of the shechita. And therefore, in Mesukenes, you're never sure how it died. There's another contributing factor that may have made it die that way. Very, very, very clear. Yesh loma, tochi parchtin. Isa de loma hanyi beishchita. Pavilin nevela lo havele le misne elu treifas. Havele le misne elu nevelas. Shuhu ikirisa. So he says, it shouldn't suggest the elu treifas. Because it should have said elu nevelos. That these, because that's a much bigger issa. Matame. In Toma, look at Issa Trefa, Lashminin, Shem Chotar, Kedai, is Botsam, Echayim, Duloki, Apin, Shem Trefa. Now, comes along, Tosas, and he could have said something else. Again, he could have said, very simple, if you have a cow, you have a cow with the kula savesh, the psukas hagageres, is the milk motor, the milk is awesome. You have a chicken with the kula savesh, the psukas hagageres, are the eggs motor. Because what is the halacha? The halacha is beitzas treifa or chalav treifa is awesome. Halacha is called a yotzim in a yisur awesome. So if it's a treifa mechayim, if it's a trade from Echayim, so. But also that's something else. The Rambam won't have asked that kasha. Why would the Rambam not have asked that kasha? Rambam says what? Basam and Achai is treif anyway. Even a very healthy, robust animal. Because he has a whole, Rambam is in a different world entirely here. But Tosus does not in that world. Tosus says very clearly that Basam and Achai is not going to be also going to be treif. But if the animal's a treif, then certainly Basam and Achai is going to be treif. See, everything Tosa says is in his line of reasoning, and there's going to be two very different lines of reasoning as we go through everything. We're not even talking about Mimbez, we're not even talking about Lifneshkit. Of course. These things that the Mish is telling us, La'acha Shchita. And that is how Tosis is going to be understanding the Sugya. Now, all Tosis is, now. Let's, Elu Trevis, Bevehema, Nekuvas HaVeshim, Suvas HaGageris, Amarava Lo Kasha. Kansha shachad ulusov pasach. Kansha pasach ulusov shachad. Shachad, if he shachted first, the first sinner, ulusov pasach the second sinner, and the salas prescriti. And therefore, it is an avela. But if he first shacht, if he first did a psukasaka geras, and then shacht ulusov shachad, so, the moment he began shechting, it was already a treifa. Depends what happens. He did a maaser shechita, or he didn't do a maaser shechita. He began shechting. Doing a maaser shechita doesn't help you, it hurts you. Because what did Rabbi Yeshua say? If a psulin shechita turns into an avela. And Rabbi Kiva agreed, wonderful. So comes along Rava and says, okay. If he began a shechita, and then something happened, so it's a messed up shechita. That means, how does it mean to begin a shechita? The flip side of what Rabbi Kiva said before he changed his mind. Kiva said, if you begin with a shechita, you retire me day nevela. Comes along, Rabbi Shovev says, a messed up shechita turns into a nevela. So comes Rav Rava and says, what is a messed up shechita? You shechted one simon and then everything got messed up. He flipped Rabbi Kiva around in 180 degrees. But if you began with it, so you're shechting a treifa. Okay, shechting a treifa, you met up, midena vela. Okay. So Rabbis. Okay. Eisi Ravacha Bahuna. The Rav. Shochen is Havesh to Pozaka Zagargeris. Pozaka Zagargeris, Vakach, Shomer Havesh, Nevela. Eimba. Where did he get the statement from? Emu kvar shochan asavesh meikara. Omale. So Rav answered, "Shtei tshuvas bedovo. Chodo nahainu kamais. Woho tanya. What's this tanya tonight? Here, very simple. We have the proper gears in the Mishnah is without the achaka." A brisa has achakach. Achakach. El omer rova. So rova changed his mind. Asuros katoni. Yesh v'am nevelos. Yesh v'am treifos. What does this mean? El ahidi elu treifos. Lav treifos koma. Elu asuros koma. Yesh v'am kagona. Kuvas a very psuk hageret. The isra mokam shchita. Did who? Inu chavi treifus. that if I now, what does he say? If I take Rashi, very, very simply, it would say that if that Eishman the Vedas, Gubat HaVesh Pesukot HaGeres, that once the Mokam Shechita is messed up, so then Shechita doesn't work. On a Pesukot HaGeres, Shechita doesn't work. So it's an Avela. And therefore, it's not Mataya Midei Avela. And therefore, if I eat it, what's the halacha? The halacha is I get two malchus according to Tosus. V'lechshiv nami dechizki, yomar chizki aso gistra nevela. What is gistra? Dechev in the armet nevedas misnu, otam lechshiv nami ach nevela. All these things. I say it's the animal I have. I do all sorts of weird things to this animal. Keep turning the veil, the lo matame mechayim. The veil, the matame mechayim, lo k'toni. Here we have a whole interesting way of looking at it. So that means sukas hagageres. So what does it say? So what does? So Rava answers, I didn't talk. Keep talking Nevela Delo Matam Mechayim. I'm talking about Nevela that's not Matam Mechayim. I'm Nevela Matam Mechayim Logdon. Does that mean Nevela Matam Mechayim is a trefa? It means it's Nevela while it's alive, but there's an Issa Nevela, and there is no Issa. And there's an Issa Nevela while it's alive, but there's no Tumah. And maybe Rava could be saying a whole bunch of stuff here. Now we have to be very careful and see. Rava could be saying, okay, there's Tumas Nevela, depends on death. It's a Nevela, certain things you do it that you can't shecht it at all because the Melchim Shechita is messed up. It's also Mishum Nevela, but it's not Matame. Or it's not even also Mishum Nevela because it's not Matame. That's reading the Gemara. Meishloker shama kan shishochem b'mokom chatach, kach shishochem shelo b'mokom chatach. Shochem b'mokom chatach nifzal b'shchita. And therefore, it is what? It is a nevela. There's 51%. See what Rosh Lakish is coming up with, an unbelievable idea. I have 51% sukkah. So I go put the knife in there. 60%. That's a shechita psukah. Because what did we always say? That if it's 49 and I complete it to 51, so the 49 is mitzdarev, and it's now a Shemitah Kshera. But if I have 51 and I complete it to 60, and the 51 is Mitzdarif, and the whole thing is a Shemitah Psula. But if what I don't put it in there, I put it on top of it, and I shecht.
You don't have Google Psula to say that it's all Nefsa?
Apparently, according to Reish Lakish, at this point, you don't. Now,
And if he
shafts
on the top, what's
going to
be that?
So what is it? It's a treif. It's not a nevela, not a messed up shechita. It's a shechita mataheres midei nevela. So wow, So what does Reish Lakish at this juncture? At this juncture, Reish Lakish is telling me an unbelievable idea. I have 51 gone, and then I go on top of it. Oops, it's a shechita. But it was a trefa. But time day nevela. So I can shecht a kana that's already rove gone. So that is at this juncture what Reish Lakish is saying. So the man says, wait a second, Reish Lakish, Vomba Reish Lakish, Shogun Sakon of Achach, Nikfa Reik Shev, Alma command the Mokhub of the Kulut, I'm command the Mokhub of the Kulut. Wait a second. Didn't Reish Lakish tell us something else? That if I go through 51 of the corner and I puncture the lungs, nothing is there because that whole part of the anatomy is gone. So certainly, the corner itself is gone and there's nothing you can do to the corner. So why are you calling the shechita mitah midei nevela? You can't say that. That makes no sense. El Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ravan Amar Rav Yoch Mo Kasha Kam Kodom Chanzor Kam Lach Chanzor Umishtal Ozozim Im Kombo. This is the Sugya. No, it says Rashi. Can't show Morkum Chatach. Come, Masin Doch and Shishok Morkum Chatach. Morkum Shinif Sakrova Gagaris. Wagen die vor Reihe. Ben Schiet ist Konrad Schiet. Alma came in the Reihe. Kluhe be Konrad. Wenn ich schaue Konrad. Habe ich immer Schnell und Kuhle mit Abbe Heim. Und nach hat es besagt. Was soll ich das dabei? Wir gab ein paar Sakrova bis auf Schachat. Nein, ich came in the Ruben Nifsako. Hab Sukas Gagaris. Ruben Hu. Habe ich gemacht mit der Kuhle. Wir schon wein lebe Heim. Wir beschah Schiet. Ella Simen Echot. Why not Yotz me day novel? Elo Amr Yochna, Mishter Zul Geelu Trefus, Rabbi Kiva Amr Kodem Shechazabo. Umishter Seinu Diktani Hodolo Rabbi Kiva La Acha Chazora. So what is Rashi telling us? Rashi is telling us that Eino Chanami, that when it says here, Elu, Sukas Hagageres, the Kuvas Avesha Sukas Hagageres, that is, it's only, Achamisa, it will be only a trefa, if you shechted it. But why? Because when you shecht, and the Kuvas Avesha, and a Sukas Hagageres, and we're talking about a behemoth. So I have a Sukas Hagageres, and then I give it a Shritak Sheva. So Rabbi Kiva said, what is it? By shechting the veshet, you're matar midei nevela.
Maybe by shechting the kana. Don't say you shecht only the veshet.
That depends whether you go to Reish Lakish or not. Okay. But what did I do? I shechted the psukas hagaris. And we're talking behemah. I at least shechted the veshet. That would be enough. Maybe shechting the kana also would be enough. I don't know. But so therefore, and that's what this Mishnah, but Rabbi Kiva changed his mind. Since Rabbi Kiva changed his mind, what am I left with? I'm left with Elu Trefas Bebehema, that is, according to Tosis, is a Trefa and a Nevela. And that is according to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. How to go through the Gemara. So according to the way we began with Tosis, so what do I have? I have a very simple thing. We have, these are treifas. What happens if I let's say I have a psukas hagageras and a or a Nikulas Habeshen Ashachta. So what is it? It's an Aveli and a Treifa. Because the Pesukas HaGeres and a Nikulas Habeshen is Mufka from Shrita. Wonderful. According to Tos, it's a very simple world. And you have an overlap between, you can have both Nevela and Trefa, you get two Malkas. Nevela adds two things, a Malkas and a Tumah. And life is easy. Life is very easy. Now, who gives us a headache? Our friend the Rambam. He gives us a headache. He came out of this Gemara, the way he, let's see how he, where's the Rambam here? The Rambam says in Perek Gimel, Hilcha Shechita, Shnei Oros Yesh Leveshet Hachitzon Odom Habnimi Lavan Nikiv Ha'echol Me'am Belvak Nikiv Shnei Kol Shu B'mokom Haroi L'shrita Harizu Nevelo. It's a Nevelo. It doesn't say Treifo. Ben Shnishchot B'mokom Ha'nek Ben Shnishchot B'mokom Acher. I don't care where I shechted, because he's coming from our Gemara that say there may have been a difference. Reish Lakish, the first side of Reish Lakish before the Gemara said Reish Lakish couldn't have said it. I don't care where I shechted. Ein hashchita mo'avos bo. I cannot shecht a veshet that has a hole in it. I cannot shecht a corner that's rov, that is rov, that has a psukas hageres. There's no shechita. Nikva Shneim, okay. And Halacha Chav Gimel, Gageres. Sukas HaGageres. Shenisik Rov Chalola B'mokom Haroi L'Shchita. I have that area of the corner, that's Roy L'Shchita. I was in Nevela. Okay. It's in Nevela. Doesn't say Treif. And in Perek Zion, when he lists the lists of the Treifas, he does. Okay. Doesn't say anything. He does not list Nekuvot HaVeshet or Shetageret. If I take the Rambam straight, literally, as he says it, it's not a trace.
What do you want to look at Gimel Yotes?
We'll take a look at Gimel Yotes. Behemi Shenilta Yerach Shelo. Halola Imo Achetirach Seira. Kibbutz, how is Unavela? Kamoch and Echta, Chetzio, and Echta, Polish Negufos. The Ein Hashita Moelitzwa. Em Nishber Mafrekets, Robosima. Kedah, Ojnez Robahema. Kolsha, Makom Royalish, and I was Unavela Mechayim. Ein Hashita Moelitzwa. Vechar Abahema, Vechar Ha'ov, Bechod Ram Ha'elu. Now, what about Tuma? What does he say in Ovos HaTumos? Beis Avos HaTumos. Behemo Chaya. Okay. Behema or Chaya to make Shendishka to Enema Tamishim Nevel, cause my Shimba Chassis. Okay. Torah Shendisal Beshitosa. Shechita psula. Vaf adayim v'chazes. Ein bo tuma. Chol hakabayim bo shnayim.
Echad v'echad. He says clearly that even if he cut the gargaris,
Okay, I will go back. Make you happy. Noch, varim v'chazes, ein bo tuma tzolchum, kol zmachim bo. Ve'eva porish min ha v'chazes, also min ha v'chazes. Okay. Kahorish and Nitzel Vashchitotza, Adan Hima Fachesas, O Shechaba Echot, O Rov Echot, Ain Bo Tum Aklau, Ad Shetomas, because I didn't do a regular Shechita. Okay.
That means Psuka Sagar Geras and Nekua Sabeshit are not Metame, Mechai.
Not Metame, Mechai. Yeah. What, Cholad Bang, when is Cholad Bang Lishnaim? Oh, that is definition of death. So Rambam clearly here says, as the Gemara says at one point, that whatever I say about these animals, it is not even the Kuvat Haveshit and Sukkos HaGageres, it's not Matame Mechayim. Now the question is, what about Mechayim? Is it an Avela? It's not a Trefa. Rambam doesn't listen to the Trefas. Is it an Avela while it's alive or not? Major nafka mina la'alocha. Let's say you have a psukas hakagaris and you milk the animal and you milk the cow. What do you do? You milk the, you have eggs from the chicken.
Is it nafka mina if it's a trefa or an Avela?
No. If it's not a trefa, and it's not an avail until it dies. It's mutter.
Because the Rambam doesn't list it as trefa. And if he says nevela, it just means la'achamisa. Yeah. So then it would be kosher.
Isn't an avail mechayim or only an avail la'achamisa? Okay. If it, now, remember, according to the Rambam, a trefa that dies, how many malchus do you get? One. A trefa that dies is, although it becomes an avela called matamik. But trefa and avela, it's one in Malkus, it's all the same. But here, what about is nevela mechayim? Is there such a thing or is not such a thing? So it's very strange. It would be a nevela lagabe iser, but not lagabe tuma, or no. Nevela is the only one that's dead. But what is it? Nekubas HaVeshet and Sukkos HaGeres are mufka from Shechita. But when if the Behem is mufka from Shechita, it is a trefa. It's, if the Sima is mufka from Shechita, then it becomes a Nevela Mechai. Or not. Or nothing. So, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, and this Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the Rambam, both in Siman Lamed Gimel and in Siman Lamed Daled. He's talking about Lamed Gimel, it's about the Veshet. Veshet, Turbetz HaVeshet, Lamed Gimel, Shenike V'chalolo, V'chol Shehu, Nevelo. Boom. It's a Nevelo. If I take the Shulchan Aruch on his face, he's telling me it's Nevelo Mechayim. There's a dead, no, it's alive. It's the living dead. Okay. Comes the Shach. Says, I don't like it. Ain't no such thing. And go through the Meretz Hashem Bli Neder. Tomorrow, there's a Shach here in Lamed Gimel. Now the whole question is how the Rambam will have gone through the Gemara. Is he saying, is there an alternative? I read the Gemara with Tosus. And the Gemara is very, very smooth. Very smooth according to Tosis. There's an alternative way of reading the Gemara. If we say that the Rambam holds in the Veil HaMechayim, so then obviously he read the whole Gemara very differently, as a different maskana. Or he's saying it's not a trade for Mechayim, it's in the Veil after it dies. And then when it's alive, so if I, Tosfos talks about slicing a piece of meat off of it, I chop off the tail. What is it? It's Basim and Achai, it's Basim and Ameis, it's Basim and Nevela. What is it? What about the milk that comes out of the cow, or the sheep, or the goats? What about the eggs that come out of the chickens? What's the Ross? The Shach begins by saying, and then he reverses himself at one stage of the Shach. He seems to say, according to the Rambam, you can't have a Nevela Mechayim. So that when it dies, it's a Nevela, but not a Trefa. And he's opening a thing that when it's alive, the milk will be good and the eggs will be good. And then he said, no, the whole thing is too ridiculous. The Rambam doesn't mean what he says. The Rambam tells us. We have to be careful and then see, is there an alternative way of reading the Gemara and understanding everything? I just read the Gemara straightforward, step by step, showing you how Tosfos would read the Gemara. Comes along a very peculiar Rambam. And there's a Rashba in Torah Sabayas. Rashba in Torah Sabayas. At the very end, we have two Torah Sabayas. The old version and the Bayashani and of Sharisha. Or the Motzer of Koka, the various other versions. Here, in the old version, it's Chavav HaMeralev. And he has the whole thing. How to read the Gemara. See how the Rashi reads the Gemara. But I want you to see, we'll work through this. I gave you the whole Shakla Vatarya of the Gemara according to Tosfos, a very smooth Shakla Vatarya. And I didn't check before. Let me check what Piskei Tosfos say, if he says anything here. No, he doesn't say, you don't say nothing. Okay. But, let's see how we end up with the sukkah and what it tells us. And going through it with, and the different possible ways of going through it with Tosis, the Rashba, and the Rambam according to all the different possibilities. It's Shembli Neder. Tomorrow we'll do it. The Moshav give me koach. I'll be here. Oh no, tomorrow's not. Tomorrow's on the way to Tiyom. So Sunday.